knocking around the Christmas tree.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
Tired of an endless loop of pop Christmas music? Coming December 24th, sacred music for the Christmas season, LutheranPublicRadio.org. Serenity. Stability. Solemnity. Lutheran Public Radio, sacred music for the Christmas season, coming Christmas Eve at LutheranPublicRadio.org.
To hear from our listeners here on Issues Etc. We hear from them via email and on a Facebook page. Sometimes they'll call in the program, talk to us while we're on the air, but a lot of our listeners are listening on demand or unable to do that in real time, and yet, as all listeners do, they still have questions, they still have comments, they want to add something, they want to question something, they want to criticize something, which is why we have the Issues Etc. comment line for our listeners, all of our listeners, all the time, year-round, 24 hours a day. It's 618-223-8384, 618-223-8384, and in addition to listening to their comments, we like to respond as often as we can. So, for the next 10 minutes of the program, we'll respond to the Issues Etc. comment line, and we'll begin with some feedback from last week's interview with Bob Leeko on a sabbatical that was announced by Bishop Eddie Long after allegations of sexual misconduct.
Hi, this is Annabelle from Kansas City. I am calling about the segment you had on Bishop Eddie Long. Your guest mentioned the three offices that Eddie Long assumed: prophet, priest, and king. Just this week's Advent service, my pastor talked about the definition of prophet. Prophet is one who speaks for another, and another meaning God. In the Old Testament, prophets speak to people in behalf of God, usually foretelling events that the Lord had revealed to them. At present, we Christians are also considered prophets as well, only we don't foretell, we foretell. We speak of what's already written in Scripture. My pastor's question was, are we being faithful prophets? And the answer is yes, if we speak of Christ as what's written in Scripture. Bishop Eddie Long, on the other hand, definitely is an unfaithful prophet. He takes on the three offices for himself instead of pointing to Christ as the prophet, priest, and king. Anyway, thanks for the good programming. And keep up the good work.
As I often say, smartest listeners in radio, she's quite right that in the Old Testament, we have all of these prophets, many of them named, some of them unnamed. They culminate with the prophet par excellence, John the Baptist. And when the axe falls or the sword falls and takes off his head, the Old Testament prophetic era is done. Its fulfillment is underway in the life and the ministry of Jesus Christ. Now, that means that prophecy today has taken on a different character, not forth-telling things to come. Christ is our prophet for the future, and he tells us there's one thing left on God's agenda, and that is the final judgment. It's the one thing he foretells that will come to pass when God is good and ready for it to come and pass. Prophets today, we'll say prophet small p to distinguish it from the prophets of the Old Testament who heard directly from God. The word of the Lord came to Isaiah or to Ezekiel or to some other prophet. They heard directly from God by means of special revelation. Prophets today do not have special revelation. That doesn't mean God couldn't do this, but he has given us no promise that he will do this. So what are prophets small p today? They are forth-tellers. The test in the Old Testament for whether or not a prophet was hearing from God was, does their prediction, does the word that they speak come true? And the penalty found in the book of Deuteronomy for a prophet who speaks something saying, thus saith the Lord, that proves not to be true was death. Now, small p prophets today. So you could test it. Did it come true? Did this guy really hear from God? There's no way of knowing. We weren't in his room when he had this revelation from God. Nowadays, small p prophets are subject to a different test. Not did you hear from God individually? We have no promise of this. But are you faithfully speaking the word of God as we have it for us in Holy Scripture? That's the one and only test. In fact, it is, and we're told what to do. If someone claims to be speaking from God, but their word does not line up with sound doctrine, Paul's word, not mine, don't listen to them. Disregard them. Avoid them. So we do have small p prophecy today. It is everyone who forth tells, who speaks faithfully the word of God in Holy Scripture.
This is Paul in Milwaukee regarding Pastor Wilkins' December 9th comment line remarks about error not necessarily being heresy. Could I trouble him for a couple specific examples? He mentioned baptism and the Lord's Supper. What would be a realistic case or two of trains of thought and action stopping short of heresy and of going over the line into heresy with these important Christian beliefs? Finally, I see in Galatians 1, Paul condemns anyone who preaches any other gospel than the one he preached. Any other gospel. Thanks for consideration.
Well, and it really highlights what it is that makes a heresy as opposed to what it is that where an error is simply an error that has not yet led to, through, as I mentioned before, a happy inconsistency, to full-blown heresy. Does it strike at the gospel? There can be an inconsistent holding to error by Christians, and yet they still believe the true gospel. The error hasn't found its way in their thinking or in their mental framework, so to speak, to the gospel to undermine it. Now, given enough time, given more consistent thinking, can any error do this? Strike at the very root of the gospel and rob someone of faith in the true gospel? Absolutely. So when Paul warns against any other gospel, he's warning against all those errors that strike directly at the gospel. There are errors that don't strike directly, but if given enough time and consistent thinking on the part of those who hold them, they will. He asks about the Lord's Supper. Here's a great example. Someone who denies the bodily presence of Christ in the Lord's Supper and yet still believes inconsistently in the Bible's teaching of Christ's incarnation, the two natures in Christ, who Christ is as our God-man-Savior, well, it hasn't, through happy inconsistency, found its way to strike at the heart of the very gospel. And many people do this. Although it is sad to say that many people who hold to errors with regard to the Lord's Supper also, because they are sadly consistent with that error rather than with God's word, They sadly do believe wrongly about Christ's incarnation, and they believe in a false Christ unwittingly, and therefore have been robbed against the gospel, ergo Paul's warning against any other gospel.
This is Herman calling December 9th to say, as Chris Roseborough would say, it's time. It's time to have an encore of Dr. Kenneth Bailey's presentation on the account from Scripture of the birth of Jesus at Bethlehem and his studies on the background and culture of how that happened, as he's done before. So if you have that in your archives, this season may be interesting to bring it forth again and see. And that can be put out again. Also, if Dr. Paul Meyer is available to give any new insights, updates on the Christmas season and the Christmas event as recorded in Scripture. Thank you very much.
Well, that's one of the great things about Issues, etc. It's not just a live radio program. It's also a nearly inexhaustible archive of past shows. I mean, that's one of the great things about being able to put everything. Well, we don't put it on tape, but we put it on the digital equivalent of tape. Not only a live show people listen to today and tomorrow, but as I said, nearly inexhaustible of archive of past shows on these subjects, which means we get to come at it this direction and that direction with every year. And we do, for our listeners, have a really remarkable amount of archive shows available to them. We're going to make them available as the Christmas season unfolds so that they can hear these classics of Issues Etc. broadcast with guests like Dr. Paul Meyer. No new insights, just the same great old insights, and of course, some new Christmas programming as well. That is the great thing about the technology that God has given us to use. Every technology comes with its advantages and its drawbacks. And it can be used responsibly by Christians as long as we understand its drawbacks. We need to be wary of the drawbacks of any technology. And I often marvel, I was just doing this last week, at how what we do here on Issues Etc. could not have been done 10 years ago. It couldn't have. It was not technologically possible or feasible to do it 10 years ago. And kind of makes you think about what the next 10 years will bring. What will be possible for the promulgation of the gospel, a good, solid Christian talk radio in the decade to come? It's pretty exciting if you think about it. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we're going to talk with Ron Scott. He's written a biography on Mitt Romney about how Governor Romney's change of mind on issues like the big ones, abortion, same-sex marriage, and embryonic stem cell research, and whether or not he's flip-flopped there, whether or not we are dealing with a candidate who, well, can't make up his mind. Anytime you want to leave a comment for us, a criticism for us, a show suggestion, a question of clarification for us, the Issues Etc. comment line is open for you. The number is 618-223-8384, 618-223-8384. Leave your question, your comment, your show suggestion. We especially like to hear your criticism. We like to respond to all of that. 618-223-8384, 618-223-8384. The Issues Etc. It's really your comment line, the Issues Etc. listener comment line. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc. Talk with you again tomorrow.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.